that we were distracted to unimportant things and that we needed to focus on the Lord.
在上一个月Christy Hunter 姐妹在她的一个分享里面指出来，就是我们现在是被那些不重要的事带偏，而且呢我们现在需要集中注意力在主自己的身上。
What are those unimportant things?
那这些不重要的事是什么呢？
Those are none other than that constitute in one word called the world in the Bible.
不是别的，正是那组成在圣经中一个词里的，这个词就是世界。
The combination of all people, activities, and things that are outside of God is called the world.
那些所有的人物或者是动作或者事物在神以外的组成在一起，就在圣经里面被称为世界。
Last month in Chip's Sunday sharing, he pointed it out to the condition of the church and said, quote, there is more of the world in the church than there is Christ in the church.
在上一个月 ,Chip 弟兄在主日的分享里面也指出，当时弟兄是这么讲的，就是现在在教会里面世界比基督还要多。
Last Sunday, Brother Philip Jong, in opening prayer, he prayed, we have no pleasures in this world. This world is not our home.
在上一个主日，钟弟兄在开始的聚会祷告里面这样祷告，说我们在这个世上再没有享乐，因为我们的家不在这个世界。
Later in his message, Steve Hunter, he warned us,of the deceptions of this world, to come out of it, to go to the promised land.
在上一个主日Steve Hunter 弟兄在那里来警告我们让我们可以看到这个世界的欺骗性，还有就是我们要从这个世界出来进到应许之地。
Attuned to all aforementioned sharings, my sharing this morning is going to be on the definition of the world or the meaning of the world and dealing with the world.
所以与刚才所提到的这些分享来协调，我今天早上的负担就是跟大家来分享世界的定义是什么，世界的意义是什么，还有就是怎样来对付这个世界。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
让我们再有一些祷告。
Our dear loving and heavenly Father, we thank thee for this precious time that is granted unto us to dwell on this topic of the world and how to deal with the world.
我们宝贵的亲爱的天父，感谢你给我们有这样的时间在你面前来思想怎么样认识并且对付世界。
We pray that thy word may be released without restraint.
我们的祈求就是你的话不被阻拦的被说出来。
Satan may not have any role to distract us or disrupt us in any way this morning.
今天早上撒旦没有任何的办法，没有任何的机会来搅扰我们。
Father, as this message is being delivered, may we not be distracted, may we not be disconnected from thee.
父啊，当我们来分享这样话语的时候，愿意我们与你是一直连接，没有间断。
May we continue to remain in the Holy of Holies now and forever.
愿意我们继续持续地留在至圣所里面，不但是现今，而且一直到永远。
We commit ourselves into thy loving hands, binding all the powers of Satan, and pray with thanksgiving in the name of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们把自己交在你仁爱的手中，求你来捆绑撒旦。这样的祈求是奉你宝贵的名。
We will now read a few verses to support the scriptural basis for the definition of the world and dealing with the world.
所以现在我们来读几处的章节，这些章节就是我们属灵里面的根据，来讲到如何认识并且对付世界。
James chapter 4 verse 4. James chapter 4 verse 4. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, Know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is enemy of God.
第一处在雅各书的第四章第四节，你们这些淫乱的人呢，岂不知与世俗为友就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。
First John chapter 2 verse 15. First John chapter 2 verse 15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
约翰一书的二章十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world.
第十六节，因为凡世界上的事，就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲，并今生的骄傲，都不是从父来的，乃是从世界来的。
Verse 17, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever.
第十七节，这世界和其上的情欲都要过去，唯独遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Here we see all that does not come from the Father, all that originates outside of God, and all that comes from the world is of the world and is contrary to the will of God.
所以在这里我们看到，所有那些不是从父来的，所有那些在神之外所产生的，还有所有那些从世界来的，属于这世界的，都是与神的旨意相悖的。
Many a Christian have a good understanding of what sin is, but poor understanding of what the world is or what the definition of the world is.
许多的许多的基督徒对于那个罪的那个了解非常的清楚，但是呢，对于世界的了解却很贫乏，对世界的定义也是很贫乏。
Our life depends upon the definitions.
我们的生命是根据于一些定义。
Definitions depend upon the land or the nation one comes from.
这些定义是根据于这个人他所出生的地方或者他的国家。
Whether one comes from the land of Egypt or a nation in the wilderness or Canaan.
或者这个人他的出身是在埃及，或者这个人是在旷野里的国家，或者是出身于迦南。
My dear sons and daughters, do not marry one from the Egypt or one from the nation in the wilderness.
所以我亲爱的主里的儿女们，不要与那些在埃及的或者是在旷野的国家里面出来的人在婚姻上结合。
That one will bring its own native definitions, implement them, and soon drag you back also to where he or she came from.
因为这样的人，他们会把他们出生之地的东西带来之后来实行他们，很快就会把你也拉到他们原来的那个出身。
If one's definitions are wrong, that particular person's life is wrong.
所以如果一个人的定义是错的话，那他的生命也是错的。
For example, what's the definition of God?
比如举个例子，神的定义是什么？
If one's definition of God does not include Christ in it, it is not God, and that particular person's life is wrong.
关于神的定义，如果这个人在定义里面没有包括基督，那这个定义是错的。如果这个定义是错的，那个人的生命就是不对的。
What is the definition of self-control?
还有一个词，自制、节制，它的定义是什么？
If one's definition of self-control is not as it is written in the Bible,
如果一个人对节制的定义不像圣经里面所定义的，
that particular, without using spiritual sense,
而且不是用属灵的感觉来解释的。
That particular person's life is wrong.
那这个人他的生命也是不对的。
Self-control should mean self-surrendered control.
这个自制它的意思应该是自我的意志向着
according to the principles of the Bible.
向着圣经的准则来降服。
Because self-control is not literally as it is written in the Bible.
因为自制并不是像字面的意思一样在圣经里面。
Literal self-control is by the soul.
这个字面的意思是讲到靠着魂。
What is the definition of clothing?
还有对衣物的这个定义是什么？
Did we ever realize that there is a definition for what clothing is in the Bible?
大家意识到没有？在圣经里面，对我们的衣服是有定义的。
Vast number of Christians have lost the sense of modesty and Bible principle that the clothing is meant for covering and not for exposure.
有许多许多大量的基督徒失去了在神的圣经准则面前的虚心，忘记了这个衣物是为了遮盖，不是为了暴露。
It is not a small thing to be dressed like a Christian.
所以如果我们照着基督徒该有的穿着这件事情不是一件小事。
It affects our testimony before the world.
因为这个影响到我们在世界里面的见证。
The modern trend of exposing more and more of the body violates God's original intention for our clothing.
所以如果现在照着现代的这些时尚，我们的这些衣物是暴露身体越来越多的话，这个是与神的那个心意是相悖的。
Our clothing represents Christ.
我们的衣着应该是彰显基督的。
Wearing clothes means that formerly I was a sinner, naked before God, but that now I am covered or clothed with Christ.
所以我们的衣物表明，以前在神面前我们是赤身露体的，现在却因着神的救恩，我们得了遮盖。
I am clothed with Christ.
而且我穿戴基督。
This is a great testimony.
这个是一个极大的见证。
Leviticus 8:30 and Moses took of the anointing oil and of the blood which was upon the altar and sprinkled it upon Aaron and upon his garments and upon his sons and upon his sons' garments with him and sanctified Aaron and his garments and his sons' garments with him.
在利未记八章三十节，摩西取点膏油和坛上的血，弹在亚伦和他的衣服上，并他儿子和儿子的衣服上，使他和他们的衣服一同成圣。
Here we see both the man and his garments.
这里我们看到人跟他们所穿的衣服一起。
Were anointed with oil and sanctified together.
是因着这个膏油，而且被分别。一起。
Our garments must be sanctified.
我们的衣物必须是要被圣别的。
The mark of the anointing oil, that is the seal of the Holy Spirit, needs to be upon our garments too.
所以这个膏油所代表的就是圣灵的印记也要在我们的身上。
So we ought to be holy in person, and we ought to be even clothed in a holy manner.
所以不光我们这个人要成为圣洁，我们的穿着这个样式也要是圣洁的。
We need to revisit the definitions according to the Bible.
所以我们需要回到圣经里面来看这些定义。
Accuracy of definitions depends upon the dictionary that one refers to.
那一个定义它的准确性呢，是根据于它使用哪一个字典。
What is our dictionary?
那我们的词典是什么呢？
Brother Baksing said, Bible is its own dictionary.
Baksing 弟兄曾经这么讲过，圣经就是他自己的字典。
One of the things in our family prayers that I have been teaching to my son and daughter-in-law after their marriage is definitions according to the Bible.
当我的儿子跟儿媳结婚之后，在我们家庭祷告的时间，我们所经历的就是来查考在圣经里面的这些定义。
We covered definitions for the words and phrases such as world, love, marriage, clothing, head covering, singing, recreation, faith, worship, etc.
所以我们在这些看到圣经定义的里面所看到的词是什么呢？包括世界，包括爱，包括婚姻，衣着，蒙头，歌唱，游乐，信心，还有敬拜等等。
Why am I so particular in teaching the definitions to this new couple?
为什么我对这一对新婚夫妻来查考定义这件事看得这么重呢？
Learning the definitions according to the Bible binds a couple together.
因为这样来读圣经里面关于一些事的定义，让一对夫妻可以被这建造在一起。
Because it will remove the misunderstandings and put both of them on the same page.
因为这可以把他们之间的误解拿掉，而且让他们在很多事上有共识。
Bible does not have ready-made black and white definitions in it like in a dictionary.
在圣经里面并没有像字典那样黑纸白字来定义每一个词。
We have to derive definitions from the Bible with our spiritual sense.
所以我们必须要用属灵的感觉来在圣经里面引申出这些定义。
It is easy to make mistakes when one tries to derive definitions.
非常容易，当一个人来引申定义的时候会出错。
The derivation of definitions is as reliable as spiritual sense of the deriver, the one who is deriving.
所以这样引申出来的定义呢，它的准确性可靠性是根据于这个引申的人他本身那个属灵的感觉。
That's why perhaps Brother T. Austin Sparks hesitates to use definitions.
也许这就是一个原因，为什么施百克弟兄他在每一次使用定义的时候是犹豫的。
In our family prayer at our home, it did not take long to learn the definitions of sins andHow to deal with sins?
在我们这个家庭祷告的时间里面，来学习关于罪的定义，并不是很难，也不是花很多时间。
But it took weeks to learn the definition of the world and how to deal with the world.
但是关于来学习世界的定义，还有怎么样对付世界，我们就花了很多很多周的时间。
Similarly, in our life,Sins can be dealt with easily and even momentarily.
同样的，在我们的生命里面，罪有的时候很容易，而且很快的可以被对付。
Dealing with the world seems to take years or even lifelong.
但是对付世界却花的许多的年日，甚至一生。
We will now briefly look into how.This world was formed, and also gather some more scriptural basis for our definition of the world.
所以现在我们来很快的看一看这个世界是怎么样形成的，还有就是一些关于世界的定义那些属灵的根据。
World did not exist when man was created, but it developed gradually after the fall of man.
当人起初被创造的时候，世界并不存在。但是当人堕落之后，这个世界慢慢就形成了。
Originally, man belonged to God, lived by God, and relied entirely upon God.
在起初的时候，人是属于神，靠着神而生活，而且呢，是完全仰赖神的。
Man sinned and forfeited God.
但是人犯罪之后，就失去了神。
He began the world system.Making his own provision, protection, recreation by himself without depending upon God, rather depending upon Satan.
所以这个人就开始了世界的系统。而在这个系统里面呢，人开始自给自足，人开始自我保护，而且自娱自乐，不是借着神的帮助，反而是让撒旦来帮助。
The world firstbegan with Cain, who built a city and named it after his son and called it City of Enoch.
那这个世界的开始是当该隐开始建造一座城的时候，他是按着他儿子的名字来叫这座城，称他为以诺。
We will see that in Genesis chapter 4 verse 17. Genesis chapter 4 verse 17.
这个是在创世纪的四章十七节里面。
And Cain knew his wife, and she conceived and bare Enoch, and he builded a city and called the name of the city after the name of his son Enoch.
该隐与妻子同房，他妻子就怀孕生了以诺。该隐建造了一座城，就按着他儿子的名，将那座城叫做以诺。
This world gradually prospered and got corrupted, and therefore God judged it by sending The flood.
这个世界呢，慢慢的越来越繁荣啊，但是呢，却败坏了。所以神呢，就来审判这个世界，使用洪水。
Again, the second world began with the city of Babel after Noah's flood.
那在挪亚的大洪水之后，这个世界又第二次的开始，是在一个城叫做巴别那里开始。
That gradually developed and ultimately.Over the ages, branched out into cities of Ur of Chaldea, Egypt, Babylon, and Sodom.
那这个城市呢，就慢慢的建造，而且呢，分支，在分支里面就出现了加勒底的乌尔，出现了埃及，出现了巴比伦，而且出现了索多玛。
They all together represent world.
这些在一起就是代表世界。
Ur of Chaldea represents the religious world.
加勒底的乌尔代表的是宗教的世界。
Egypt represents the pleasures of the world.
埃及代表的是世界上的享乐。
Babylon represents confusion of the world.
巴比伦代表的是这个世界的混乱。
Sodom represents sins of the world.
索多玛代表的是世界里面的罪。
Man now having forsaken God, he relies upon the world and he is overcome by the world.
所以，当人背弃了神之后，就开始来依靠这个世界，而且呢，被这个世界所征服了。
Therefore, the world consists of everything that replaces God and all.That usurps man, possesses man.
所以世界呢，它的组成就是每一件事情来取代神的，还有就是那些霸占人的。
When people, activities, and things, whether good or bad, beautiful or ugly, when they enslave man, they comprise the world.
所以这些人物或者是动作或者是事物。不管他们是好是坏，是美是丑，但只要他们来奴役人，这就构成了世界。
Anything that causes man to disregard God, or be removed from God, or be independent of God is the world.
所以，任何的事情，如果它让人忽略神，而且呢，让人被从神面前带离， 或者是让人从神里面独立的话，那就是世界。
Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
在罗马书12章2节，这里面讲，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I want to read few different translations to get the intended meaning of Romans 12:2 in its original.
所以我想再读另外的几种翻译，让我们可以看到罗马书12章2节那个起初里面的那个更深的含义。
American Standard Version, be not fashioned according to this world.
在美国标准版是这么翻译，不要被磨成这个世界的样式。
Contemporary English Version, don't be like the people of this world.
在现代英文版这么翻译，不要像世界上的人一样。
Good News Bible, do not conform yourselves to the standards of this world.
好消息圣经版本里面这么讲，不要把你们自己变成照着这个世界的标准。
Weymouth New Testament, do not follow the customs of the present age.
在威门新约圣经里面这么翻译，不要跟随这个世代的风俗。
Age in its original Greek can also mean modern.
这个世代在原文希腊里文里面也可以讲是现代的。
To be conformed to this age can also mean to adopt modern fashions outwardly.
所以跟随这个世代的风俗，也可能它的意思是说在外面也来模仿这个现代的时尚。
New Living Translation, don't copy the behavior or customs of this world.
新生命的翻译版本是这么翻译，不要复制这个世界的行为和风俗。
If I may paraphrase it, do not be copycats of the modern world.
或者我再把它转述一下，这么讲，不要复制这个现代的世界。
We are forever copycats or imitators of our Lord.
我们应该一直是来复制跟效法我们的主。
Our fashion is the person Christ.
所以我们的样式应该是主耶稣他自己这个人。
Our fashion never changes.
我们的样式从来不会改变。
We will now see the difference between sin and the world before we proceed to dealing with the world.
现在在我们来看怎样对付世界之前，先来看一看罪跟世界的区别在哪里。
The world and sins are different, although both are defiling and abominable, and that they both must be dealt with.
罪跟世界他们有不同，虽然他们同时都是污秽的，都是可憎的，而且都要被对付掉的。
Sin appears horrible, uncultured, and ugly.
罪在外面看起来是可怕的，是残暴的，而且呢是丑恶的。
Whereas the world appears refined, cultured, and beautiful in the sight of man.
但是世界在人的眼光里面来看呢，却可以是文雅的，是有教养的，而且是美丽的。
For example, drinking, stealing, lusting, etc. are horrible, uncultured, and ugly, and therefore are condemned by the man.
举个例子来讲，比如像醉酒、像偷窃、像淫荡，这些都是可怕的，都是残暴的，而且呢都是丑恶的。那在人来讲，我们也都定罪这些事。
But if someone is inordinately occupied with painting, music, literature, etc., that person is praised as beautiful and cultured, although he is usurped by those things.
但如果一个人他很不寻常的那个被绘画或者音乐或者文学来占据的话，那这个人会被人来称赞，因为看起来这是文雅的，是有教养的，是美丽的。但是呢，这些事儿却霸占了这个人。
The contamination of sin is like a splash of mud or black ink spots on a white shirt.
罪的玷污呢，很像就是在一个纯白的衣服上面那个衬衫上面有一些墨点撒在里面。
But the contamination of the world is like a colorful pattern imprinted on a white shirt.
但是这个世界它的污秽呢，很像就是在这个白的衬衫上面却印了五颜六色很好看的图案在上面。
From the human standpoint, a shirt with black ink spots is considered dirty and undesirable.
那对于人来说，如果我们看到一个被墨点所搞脏的白衬衫，那我们会觉得这是一个污秽的，是一个我们不想要的事情。
Whereas a shirt with colorful imprints is not dirty, but rather beautiful and desirable.
但是呢，同时如果一个白衬衫被染成这样的五颜六色图案的，在人来看却是美丽的，而且是让人喜悦的。
However, in the sight of God, both are undesirable.
但是在神的眼光里面，两件事情都是他所不喜悦的。
He desires neither a spotted nor a colorful shirt, but a pure white shirt.
神所要的不是一个被墨点玷污的白衬衫，也不是一个充满了五颜六色图案的衬衫，他要的是一个纯白的衬衫。
Just as a dirty spotted white shirt is not pure white, so also colorful patterned white shirt is not pure white.
就像一个墨点玷污的白衬衫不是纯白的衬衫，一个有五颜六色图案的衬衫也不是白衬衫。
The ink spots and colorful pattern both blemish the whiteness.
因为不管是墨点也好，这些五颜六色的图案也好，都污染了这个白衬衫。
Although the world appears better than sin, they both cause contamination and therefore require dealing.
所以不管是这些墨点也好，五颜六色的图案也好，虽然世界在外面看好像比罪更好一点，但是他们都玷污了这个见证，而且都需要被对付。
But the damage caused by sin and damage caused by the world upon man differ greatly.
而且罪对人造成的毁坏还有世界对人造成的毁坏也是有极大的不同。
Sin contaminates man, whereas the world not only contaminates man,but also possesses man.
罪呢它玷污了人，但是呢世界不光是玷污了人，而且占据了这个人。
It's far more serious for man's life to be possessed by the world than to be contaminated by sin.
所以对一个人来讲，被世界所占据这件事情的严重程度比一个人被罪所玷污还要严重。
If Satan uses only sin to defile man, he can only cause man to be corrupted.
如果罪，撒旦用罪来玷污一个人的话，这个人他还是可以被改正的。
But if he uses the world to possess man or to usurp over man, he can gain the man himself.
但如果他使用世界来控制人，来占据人的话，那这个人就被撒旦为着自己得着了。
For example, you have an innocent son who is pure.
如果举个例子来讲，你有一个很天真的儿子，他也很纯洁。
Someone teaches him to lie and steal and thereby corrupt his innocent and pure nature.
哦，那有人现在来教导他去说谎，而且去偷窃。这个时候呢，他的那个天真也好，他的纯洁的本性也好，就被败坏了。
Yet he remains under your care and still belongs to you.
但是他还是在你的关怀之下，还是属于你的。
But if that evil doer goes one step further and deceives your son by giving him something beautiful and attractive.
但是如果这个恶者他呢在这里来欺骗了你的儿子，给他一些很美好的事情吸引他，而且呢他得着了你的儿子的话。
He can gain your son and cause him to leave you and become lost.
所以他不光得着你的儿子，而且让你的儿子离开你，而且让你的儿子因此而失落。
Similarly, Satan corrupts man by using sin, but he gains man by employing the world and thereby causing him to depart from the presence of God and become lost.
同样的，撒旦用这个世界用罪让人败坏，但是呢，他是用世界来得着人，而且让人呢从神面前离开，成为一个失落的。
The scope of sin differs from the scope of the world.
而且罪的范围跟世界的范围也不一样。
The field of the world is much larger than that of sin.
这个世界的领域是比罪的领域要大得多。
Sin includes all matters that are immoral and in opposition to moral law of God.
罪所包括的呢，是那些事物，他们是不道德的，而且呢，是来与神这个道德的法律来律法来相反。
Whereas the world includes all people, activities, and things that are outside of God.
但同时，这个世界呢，它包括的是所有的人物，或者是动作，或者是事物，那是在神以外的。
We cannot say that everything that is present before us in the world is sin.
我们不能说在这个世界上我们眼前所有的事都是罪。
But everything that is present before us can possess us and become our world.
但是我们之前的每一件事如果占据我们的话，就成为了世界。
Within the many things of the world, sin is only a part.
在世界的里面，这些所有的事物，罪只是一部分。
The world includes sin, but sin does not include the world.
世界包含了罪，但罪里面不能完全包含世界。
Sin may not necessarily be the world, but in the world, there certainly is sin.
罪不一定是世界，但是世界一定里面有罪。
A person may commit sin and not necessarily be possessed by the world.
一个人可以犯罪，但是他却不一定是被世界所占据。
However, all who are possessed by the world are certainly contaminated by sin.
但反过来，那些被世界所占据的，一定是被罪所玷污的。
When we see the differences between sin and the world,
当我们看到罪跟世界的分别，
we will perceive that the world's damaging scope is greater.
那我们一定会意识到，这个世界它的损害程度，范围更大。
It's harmful effects more serious.
它带来的伤害是更加的严重。
And its opposition to God more hostile than that of sin.
它在违背神这件事上比罪更有敌意。
Because the world is in direct opposition to God himself, it has become God's enemy.
所以罪它是直接的与神自己来相违背，而且呢，他就是神的仇敌。
Sin is contrary to God's law and his procedure, that is his righteousness.
罪所反对的是神他的律法跟法则。
Whereas the world is contrary to God himself and his divine nature, that is his holiness.
所以罪所相对的是神的圣洁。但是世界呢所相对的就是神他的自己。那这里面包括神他的本性他的神性。
Sin opposes the law of God, but the world opposes God himself.
罪他反所直接反对的是神的律法。但是世界所反对的是神自己。
For this reason, the Bible states that the friendship of the world is enmity with God.
所以在圣经上这么讲，人若爱世界，那他就是与神为敌的。
If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
若有人爱世界的话，爱父的心就不在他里面了。
Now we will see what are the objects of dealing with the world and how to deal with them.
那现在我们看一看世界里面包含哪些事物，而且之后我们来看怎么对付。
The world in our daily living consists of people, activities, and things that usurp the place of God in us.
世界里面所讲的就是我们日常生活里面这些人物、行动、这些事物，这些东西他们占据了神在我们里面的地位。
Therefore, these objects are the aim of our dealings.
所以这些事物就是我们要对付的对象。
How do we know what objects are usurping us and what is the standard of measurement?
那我们怎么知道什么事物占据了我们？那我们怎么样来定这个标准呢？
First, we need to see whether these objects exceed the necessities of our life.
第一件事要看的就是这些事物有没有超过我们生活的必须。
For that, we have to pause and consider the definition for the word necessities according to the Bible.
所以现在我们就要来停一停，看看在圣经里面讲到什么是必须的事。
For that, we can say that anything that goes beyond our daily necessities is taking the place of God and possessing us.
然后我们就可以看到，可以来说，任何的事，如果超过我们日常生活的必须，那就取代了神的地位，而且占据了我们。
Thus, it needs to be dealt with.
所以这些事必须要被对付掉。
But the issue in the Christian life is not simply deriving the definition.
但是在基督徒的生活里面，这个问题还不在乎，只是简简单单的来申述一个定义而已。
We have to consider two other factors in deriving the definition.
当我们来引申一个定义的时候，必须要再来看两件事。
Number one, who is the author of the definition?
第一，谁是这个定义的作者呢？
The author of the definition has got to be the Christ within us.
这个作者必须是在我们里面的基督。
Number two, the executor of the definition. The executor of the definition has got to be again Christ within us.
第二个，谁来执行这个标准呢？那答案也是一样，必须是在我们里面的基督。
Because man can derive definitions from the Bible and execute by using soul.
因为人可以从圣经里面来引述一个定义，而且来实行，但是是根据自己的魂。
Since it is the Holy Spirit that gave us the written word of God,Only the Spirit of Christ within us can derive the definitions for us.
因为这些神圣自己的话语是圣灵所写成的，所以呢，只有在我们里面的灵才能够来解释。
Definition is received, discerned, and derived by the inspiration in the same manner as the doctrine, revelation, or prophecy is received and discerned.
所以这些定义在我们灵里怎么样被接受被鉴别而且被引申，那是同样的会用在其他的，比如说教训，或者说启示，或者说圣经里的预言，同样我们来接受，来鉴别，来引申，是在灵里。
Our existence depends upon certain people, activities and things such as
我们在生活里面生存所需要的人物啊，或者是动作或者事物，包括了
family, friends, clothes, food, housing, conveyance, occupation, etc.
包括了像家人、朋友、衣物、食物、住宿、出行，还有职业等等。
These are necessities for our existence.
这些对着我们生存是必须的。
If these necessities contribute to our purpose of living for God, they are not our world.
如果这些事物是帮助我们向神而活的话，那他们就不是世界。
But should these people, activities and things exceed our daily necessities, they then become our world.
但是如果这些事物超过了我们生活的必须，那就成为了我们的世界。
For example, in case of clothing,
比如举个例子，讲到衣物的话，
squandering money for the sole reason to comply with the present day fashions, one has already exceeded the scope of his or her daily necessities.
比如说我们挥霍一些钱财是为着一个目的，就是来随从这个现代世界的时尚，那这个时候已经超过了我们生活必须的范围，那就成为了我们的世界。
Consequently, these excesses have become his or her world.
那就因为这个后果呢，就是这些超出平常所需的成为了我们的世界。
Also, the Lord is obviouslynot sought in such selection of clothing.
而且呢，在这些衣物的选择里面，很明显，神并不是被寻求的目的。
Such a selection of clothing is only to glorify the physical body, but not to represent Christ.
因为这个目的是荣耀我们这个物质的身体，却不是为着基督。
As mentioned earlier, clothing has to beAccording to the Bible principles and must represent Christ.
刚才我们已经提到了，衣物应该是根据圣经里面的准则，而且是要来代表基督的。
How about a Christian wedding?
再讲一讲我们基督徒的婚礼。
Needless to say that the world has very much gotten into it.
我们不需要再去重复，这个世界已经进到非常完全的投入到这个这件事情里面。
Contemporary Christian wedding is carried out in the outer court or at the most in the holy place, not in the holy of holies.
现代的这些基督徒的婚礼，很多时候只是在外院进行，或者最多是在圣所，却没有在至圣所里面的婚礼。
Wedding is not a small matter, it is a testimony.
这个婚礼不是一件小事，因为它是一个极大的见证。
We need to seek the Lord in every detail.
所以我们需要在很多细节里面都寻求神。
What about the matter of eating?
那现在讲到饮食的话，
Aside eating, one is lostto different subcategories of dining etiquettes.
在这个饮食里面，现在已经细致的分到各样的方面，就是讲到各样的礼仪。
So-called seating etiquette napkin etiquette, cutlery etiquette, etc., ambience, and so on.
比如说，我们入座用什么礼仪？比如说，我们纸巾的摆放，比如说刀叉的礼仪，还有这个灯光，等等等等。
Man has become heavily bound and possessed by these current customs with almost no way of escape.
所以现在呢，许多人已经很重重的与这些东西紧紧的连接，而且被这个时代的时尚所占据，以致无法逃避。
What about an electronic gadget?
那现在讲一讲，比如一些电子的设备。
If that one is controlling you, that is your world.
如果这个东西它来掌控你的话，那就是世界。
You need to ask the Lord to sanctify you and your electronic gadget too, in the same way you ask the Lord to sanctify the meal in your plate.
所以你需要求神让你分别为圣，让这个电子设备分别为圣。求神来洁净，就像我们每一次餐前求神洁净食物一样。
Dear parents, teach your children to first of all thank the Lord for every toy or gadget that you buy for them.
所以，亲爱的父母们，我们教导孩子的时候，先要首先的就是要让他们在每一件我们为他们所买的礼物或者装置上面来感谢神。
Let them know that it is a gift from God and not from you.
让他们知道这个礼物是出于神，不是我们给他们的。
And teach them to ask the Lord to sanctify it so that your child will use it in an intended manner and not abuse it.
所以他们也可以让神为这件礼物来分别为圣，而且帮助他们是照着该有的方式来使用，让这个东西不要占据他们，而不是滥用。
This is a very effective method.
这个是一个非常有效的方法。
Just for the sake that your child prayed, he will develop different consciousness and attitude to that particular item and value that item too.
光是这个孩子能够这样开口祷告这件事，已经在他们里面可以建造一些意识，建造一些态度，让他们知道这个东西的价值还有怎么使用。
Try it out.
所以大家试一试。
What is the standard that regulates our daily necessities in regard to people, activities, and things?
那对于刚才我们所提到的这些日常里面的人物啊、动作啊，或者是事物，有没有什么标准的、特定的、一致的那个标准去衡量呢
？In the Bible, there is no uniform or specific standard governing these matters.
在圣经里面，其实没有一个一致的或者很特定的标准，怎么样来管理这些事物。
God has ordained that we be born in different families.
因为在神的主权里面，他已经让我们出生在不同的家庭。
Receive different education.
接受了不同的教育。
Have different professions.
而且有不同的职业。
And contact different social environments.
而且我们社交的圈子也都不一样。
In this way, God permits us to have diverse concepts and standards relative to our living.
所以在这个时候，神允许我们自己来引申这些关于生活里面的标准。
Therefore, all living necessities vary with each person.
所以对每个人来讲，什么是那些生活的必须，是不一样的标准。
Therefore, the standard of our living necessities must be determined by ourselves through the indwelling spirit.
所以关于生活必须的标准，必须是要每个人自己按照里面内住的圣灵来定义。
That is a new covenant way of living.
这个是新约的生活。
We cannot measure our standard according to that of others or insist that others agree with our standards, views, and feelings.
所以我们不能是根据别人的标准来衡量，也不能把我们自己的标准放在别人身上，让他来同意我的标准、我的看法和我的感受。
Sin is in our nature, and the element of the world is in our disposition.
罪是在我们的那个天性里面，但是世界呢是在我们的本质里面。
Our nature is contaminated by sin, and our disposition is contaminated by the world.
我们的天性是被罪所玷污，而我们的本质呢，却被这个世界所玷污。
The only thing that can save us from the contamination of the world is the dispositional sanctification by the indwelling spirit.
所以在我们里面，唯一能够让我们从这些玷污里面出来的，被洁净的，就是在我们的本质上，神来借着内住的圣灵做成圣的工作。
As I mentioned earlier, that our fashion was the person Christ.
像我刚才所提到的，我们的样式应该是基督这个人。
Even so, our standard of measuring the current fashions or the world is Christ.
同样的，我们衡量现今这个世界风俗的标准也是基督自己。
All that is unfitting and incompatible with Christ, and all that does not measure up to Christ is worldly and unholy.
所以每一件与基督不相合、与他不相符的，而且达不到基督的样式的，那就是世界的，而且是不圣洁的。
Dear brothers and sisters, there is more of the world in the church than there is Christ in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，今天在教会里面，这个世界比我们里面的基督更多。
The church ceases to be the church when the world is mixed with the church.
教会已经不成为教会，当世界跟教会混杂的话。
The world must be eliminated from the church.
所以世界必须要从教会里面被对付出去。
So as to Christ to have preeminence.
所以基督可以得着那至高的地位。
We need to overcome the world.
我们需要
We need to overcome the world.
我们需要在胜过这个世界。
If we desire to grow in life and be gained by the Lord,
如果我们要在生命里面成长，而且被主得着的话，
we must make an effort to deal with the world that enslaves us.
那必须要对付那个奴役我们的世界。
The enemy is active. The enemy is active. Satan is active.
仇敌是非常的活跃。
Let us resist and drive him away.
让我们来抵挡，而且把他赶出去。
Let us pray.
让我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, bless these words and impress them upon our hearts.
亲爱的父啊，求您来祝福你自己的话语，把它印在我们的心中。
Let the enemy not steal these words.
不要让仇敌把这些话夺去。
Father, save us from the excesses of our daily necessities, distractions, and disobedience.
主啊，让我们在日常的生活里面，从这些让我们被搅扰、让我们离开你的事物，可以有分别。
Help us to be obedient to the guidance of the indwelling spirit.
让我们学习怎么样来顺服内住圣灵的带领。
May there be less and less of the world in our individual lives and thereby in the church.
愿意在我们个人的生命里面，这个世界是越来越减少，所以教会里面的世界也可以减少。
We commit ourselves into the loving hands, binding all the powers of Satan and pray with thanksgiving in the name of our dear Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
我们求您的爱来一直带领我们，而且捆绑仇敌魔鬼撒旦。我们如此的祈求是在你宝贵的名里。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank the Lord for speaking to us this morning.
我们感谢神今天早上向我们说话。
And we heard a very clear definition of the sin and of the world.
我们今天听到了关于罪、关于世界非常非常清楚的定义。
It is very helpful if we can meditate upon this word.
所以如果我们再能去默想这些话的话，对我们会很有帮助。
And these messages are audio recorded, so we can go back and listen it again.
这些信息已经